Steve Hopkins live. Harrisburg was home against Marceline tonight. Coach Hopkins, thanks for joining us. Marceline comes out with a 35-8 win. Tell us a little bit about the game.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really, really good program, and they deserved all the credit in the world. We had two drives in the first quarter where we actually got the ball, you know, into their territory, and then through a variety of things, you know, shot ourselves in the foot, punted to them, and boy, we couldn't stop them. So they got up at one point 21-0, and then we had a 60-yard touchdown pass from Tanner Lannis to Jace Carr, made the 2-point on a toss to Wyatt Robinson, and we're, you know, 21-8 and saying, okay, take a breath, we're ready. And Cullen Brunner, their young man that's just really an excellent player, runs the kickoff back for a touchdown, and now it's 27-8 rather, and that just kind of takes all the air out of you. So we did drive one other time down to the one, but could not punch it in, which again, give them credit for, and then they put one up in the fourth quarter to make it 35-8, and I'm pleased that we survived and learned a lot of lessons from a better team. They are better than us, so we'll get better, and we'll get ready to play Paris for a rematch in the first round of district at Paris next week, which will be great for us, and, you know, we'll just see how it comes out.
Coach, you say that's a rematch. You guys played them all the way back in week one. I have that score as 28-18. What are you going to have to do differently? I mean, usually teams are not like they were in week one of the season. You guys being a young team, you being new there this year, you guys are probably a little bit different team, but what are you going to need to do next week?
Well, we're different, and I know they're very different also. They had a couple of young men that came in at midseason, I think, and made a real difference for them. But, you know, both teams will know each other somewhat from early in the year, but you just said it, we're going to be different. So we did not finish the game well. We got a lead going into the fourth quarter. We were up 18-14, and then, well, we just hit a wall. And they really punished us in that fourth quarter, ran it right down our throat. So there's going to be a point in the game this coming week where it becomes time to kind of step up and play more physical against their front people, who are quite big, and their running back is very tough. Good quarterback, good receivers. I mean, we'll have to be ready for that final push, and that could be on the first quarter, second quarter, or late in the game. We've got to match their physicality. So that's what we'll focus on this week, and I know Gary will have his kids ready, and it'll be a great contest for us.
Coach, that moves you guys to 5-4 on the year. You finish at 500 in what is, you know, traditionally and again this year, a very tough Lewis and Clark conference. Talk a little bit about, you know, what you've done to kind of change the culture there a little bit.
Well, I mean, to be honest, we're not ready to even think about that right now. I mean, we will. And you know, we're going to get better. We congratulated our lone senior tonight. She's a young lady that's battled all 4 years and told me tonight, a little emotional at the end. She played football since third grade, and knowing this was the last day on that field was kind of emotional for her. But, you know, we honored her tonight. All the rest of our kids are just going to, you know, get ready to go back to work on Monday, as she will also, and we'll look to improve. We want to give a better showing, and then, you know, at the end of the year, when everything's done and we checked in equipment, then we'll kind of look for the things that are to be celebrated. But right now, our focus is so much just on preparing to play Paris.
As it should be, Coach. You've been a faithful caller every week. Please call us back next week. I think that's going to be a really competitive game. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Very happy for you all and how much you cover high school football. Very grateful is what I should say. Thank you for all you do.
All right, that was Steve Hopkins of the Harrisburg Bulldogs. Harrisburg falls tonight to Marceline.